Hello?
Hello. Hi. Available.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, this is the Department of Fair Employment and Housing.
Hi, what was your name again? Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Did you talk to somebody already regarding your interview?
No, not yet. I was expecting...
Not yet?
No, I only got emails.
Okay, great. I have seen the file, and it looks like somebody else had already been interviewed.
Yeah, that was regarding a different employer.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you haven't been interviewed for this file, so that way we can conduct the interview.
Correct.
Oh, okay, great. So let me notify the scheduling team because I had notified them that somebody else had interviewed you. But there was an exception. Okay, so this interview will be for
yeah,
the company called
no. Yeah, so mostly but yeah, from the employer. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you
have been interviewed for this file, and you Okay, so we're going to start off the intake interview verifying your information. We'll verify the employer's information, and we'll start talking about the allegations in chronological order.
Alrighty.
And we have this copy for you down there in Trustroom. That's only because I'm inputting the information into the system at the same time that you and I are talking.
Alrighty.
Do you have any questions before we get started?
No.
So I have your first name and your last name is.
Yeah.
And I have a phone number. Well, I'm sorry. I have a mailing address of in the city of.
Yeah.
And I have an email address of.
Mm-hmm.
And this number that I'm reaching you at is the best number to reach you?
Yes.
And the employer is located at?
Yes.
Do you still work for them?
No.
Do you happen to have their phone number? Because I need their phone number. For some reason, there wasn't one updated on the system.
I have their phone number. However, I would have to access the internet, and I can't access the internet while I'm on the phone. So with that said, I can email you the their number if I can get your email address.
I can give it to you, but the system won't let me move forward without it. So if you want, we can end the interview. You can log on and get the phone number, and then I can call you back in another minute or so.
Well, let me see if I have it saved on my phone.
Sure.
Before we end the call. No, I don't have it on my phone. So yeah.
Okay.
I'll expect your call in a couple minutes.
Sure.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Mm. Okay, this is Rosalyn again with the Department of Fair Employment and Housing.
Hi, Rosalyn.
Hello. Were you able to get that phone number?
Yeah. So the phone number is area code.
Let me repeat that.
That's it.
On here is
right.
Is he an employee of him?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he still working for them?
I believe so. I think yes. Because I actually have proof now.
So when you were working for them, what was your title?
I forget exactly at the moment, but we could say a project manager.
And what was your ending hourly wage?
I believe it was
what was your effective last day of work with them?
I think it was.
So this year?
2017.
So you only worked with them a couple of months?
Yeah.
Were you on leave, or did they fire you, or did you quit?
I was fired with pretense.
In 2017?
Yes.
We'll continue with the interview, but the reason I was clarifying is because statute of limitations only allows us to go back to to January 1st of 2019.
Yeah, that's one thing. Wait, what? 2019. So that would be. I thought the limitations was like 2 years, but then I saw on the website that it said 3 years.
So a lot of people, I haven't really looked at the website, so that's a little bit misguided. So any harm that happened after 2019, you have 3 years forward to file the allegation. Oh, any harms that happened prior to 2019, the law doesn't cover 3 years. The law only covers 1 year.
Yikes. Oh, that's unfortunate. Yes. Well, I guess, I mean, yeah, I actually had called the Department of Fair Employment and Housing, but my interactions with the DFEH wasn't the best. I kind of just didn't continue with my claim, but then I have another employer that I followed through a claim with, and I'm still pending a follow up regarding that. And that's when I saw that they extended the statute of limitations to like 3 years. But yeah, I guess it makes sense that it's only effective at a certain point. So that's unfortunate.
It is. Did you want to continue with the interview?
I don't see how I would benefit from it. I mean, unless you convince me otherwise.
Right, unless there's any harm that happened last year and this year with that employer, then we wouldn't have any jurisdiction.
Let's say, like, so my claim is that there's, like, stalking, harassment, defamation, and even, like, human trafficking, I would say, because they're trying to control, like, I'm employed within the U.S. Navy now, but like as of like even last year, when I was searching for employment, you know, via job boards and stuff, there's a lot of like conspiring and collusion to control where I was working and all that stuff. So I actually have proof now, but would I have to be employed by them to follow through with the claim?
Yeah, so there would have to be employee-employer relationship established.
Right. Yeah, so that relationship ended 2017. So unfortunately, the harassment continues. I have proof, but I guess I can't go through the DFEH to seek any kind of justice or anything like that.
So, I can close this complaint out.
All right. Yeah, I still have another complaint and with a different employer. And I'm still, I don't know if you can give me any updates regarding that, but the last time I spoke with my representative for that claim was about 3 weeks ago, and she said that I would get a response within 2 to 3 weeks. So it's been over 3 weeks, and I haven't gotten a follow-up. So do you have any updates regarding that?
Let me look and see who your case is assigned to. Let's see if I see anything in the file. Had your interview last month. Yeah. I don't see any updates. I can give you her phone number. Looks like you already have the email address, but I can give you her phone number so you can call her.
I already have her phone number through her signature on the email, so. I emailed her yesterday because I was prepping for this interview or this intake. So I'm still waiting for her response. I'll wait until like early next week until I actually give her a phone call. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions before I end the interview?
No. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Likewise.